This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is preparing to take the stage on the third night of the Republican National Convention. An official said the vice president would offer an optimistic vision for the country in his speech, while also providing a contrast with former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic presidential and vice presidential nominees in the November 3rd election. Biden and Harris were spotlighted at their own party convention last week and warned the country against returning President Trump to Washington. Vice President Pence follows First Lady Melania Trump, who spoke from the White House Tuesday evening. The First Lady extended her gratitude to healthcare workers who have treated millions of people who have contracted COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. Follow our coverage of the conventions on voanews.com. Two are dead after protests Tuesday night over a police shooting of a black man in the U.S. state of Wisconsin erupted into gun violence. Police say at least one was injured in the shooting as well. Social media videos viewed by Reuters show crowds chasing a man running down the street with a rifle after they believed he shot another man. Kenosha has been rocked by protests since Sunday when police shot Jacob Blake in the back at close range. Flash flooding in Afghanistan killed more than 70 people in Parwan province north of Kabul early Wednesday. Officials monitoring the situation said close to 100 are injured, and the number may rise as more cases are reported. President Ashraf Ghani said he was deeply affected by the loss of life and financial losses caused by the floods in a tweet from his office and ordered emergency supplies to be delivered to those affected. We have the full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Reuters cites the army and a local administrator saying Islamist militants killed at least 20 people during attacks on three villages in eastern Congo. The army and local authorities discovered the victims of the massacre on Wednesday in the villages around 30 kilometers northwest of the city of Beni. The Allied Democratic Forces are believed to be responsible for the attack. ADF is a Ugandan armed group operating in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo for more than three decades. They have killed more than 1,000 civilians since the start of 2019, according to United Nations figures. The European Union says it has suspended its training missions in Mali after the military coup this month that removed President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita from power. The two missions involve training Mali's army and police as part of the international efforts to stabilize Mali and extend the state's authority. An EU official said they are frozen because they were designed to support the legitimate national authorities. Two Hong Kong pro-democracy lawmakers have been arrested and charged in relation with anti-government protests last year that rocked the semi-autonomous city. Lam Chuk Ting and Ted Hui were arrested early Wednesday morning at their homes, according to a post on the Facebook page of the Democratic Party. Lam was arrested on suspicion of taking part in a riot on July 21st of last year. That's when more than 100 men attacked pro-democracy protesters and passengers at the Yuen Long subway station with steel rods and canes. Protesters have accused police of arriving late to the scene and allowing some of the armed attackers to leave. Lam has also been charged with Hui in connection to a July 6th protest in the Tuen Mun district. At least 14 people were also arrested Wednesday. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo discussed regional stability and Gulf unity with the Crown Prince of Bahrain Wednesday. The visit was part of a Middle East tour following an agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates on normalizing relations. Pompeo had said Tuesday it was vital to seize the momentum of the U.S. brokered deal announced on August 13th. Pompeo is now in the United Arab Emirates to continue his tour. More than a half million people along the U.S. coastal regions of Texas and Louisiana have been ordered to evacuate as forecasters say Hurricane Laura could strengthen into a powerful Category 4 storm. The hurricane is expected to make landfall on the U.S. Gulf Coast on Wednesday night or Thursday morning. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.